Hi, this is a dictation for patient from Alexis Knott, Alexis Knott. Date of birth is 2/20/2002. Date of accident is 6/14/2021. Date of service is 5/18/2023. Miss Alexis Knott, Knott. She has been referred for a evaluation and management of her pain as a new patient today. The patient has been under treatment with different providers, and she reports that she saw Dr. Taylor Mitchell earlier, and she had one trigger point injection in the lumbar spine, but not epidural injections. She also reported that she never had any acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, none. Only two physical therapy visits are reported. The patient reports that she's suffering from lower back pain, which hurts her all the time, and it travels up and down. Her shoulders are hurting and her neck is hurting. She believes that she has got a disc herniation and unspecified thoracic lumbosacral disc or sacroiliac joints may be involved. The patient is here for evaluation and treatment. Her pain intensity is reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also informed that she never had any IME exam, but she has a deposition which is due soon. She attributes all of this pains to an accident that happened on June 14, 2021. It was a three-car pileup in which she was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Chevy Impala at 30 miles an hour, and she was hit by a box truck at 60 miles an hour. She reported that her friend was driving on Wyoming, and he's doing okay except for his right shoulder, but he's not undergoing any treatment so far. The accident occurred on West Detroit near Wyoming and Beach Daly, B-E-E-C-H-D-A-L-E. The accident occurred like this. The patients report that they were driving on Wyoming, and from the other side, a box truck, Chevy box truck, which didn't stop on a stop sign on Beach Daly. And the truck sweared, S-W-I-R-R-E-D, sweared, to avoid the accident. But in the process, it hit head-on collision. The car was then hit by another car to its rear with their side, leading to a three-car accident. The patient reports that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness for a minute, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. In the damage, the patient reported that the car was completely total from the outside. The hood, the bumper, windshield, all were cracked, radiator was broken, and the car was out of order. Axles were broken. In the inside, patient report that the headrest and steering wheel, the seat belts and dashboard were not broken. And according to her, all the 6 airbags deployed, causing further damage to the car. Regarding the injury, patient report that she blacked out for a minute and she does not remember. When she woke up, she was in the hospital after 2 hours. In Henry Ford Hospital, it appears that her sister, the ambulance took her to the Henry Ford Hospital, nearest hospital, where she was there for many hours. And then her sister took her to the Beaumont Hospital. She had a gash in her head, which was 1.5-inch scar is present, and stitches were placed in the right forearm. And there was no X-ray, CT scan were done, no MRIs. Patient was sent home. Instead of the presenting illness, the patient reports that she's suffering from chronic headaches that are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're located mostly on the front, they're severe, they're constant, sensitive to the light. Associated with the TBI symptoms that are reported are dizziness, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion. The patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, seizures, loss of equilibrium. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, memory problems, like especially forgetfulness. There is no nausea, vomiting, or any blurred vision, spots in the vision. She does report that both the eyeballs are hurting. She has moderate difficulty in walking, but denies any weakness, lightheadedness. She denies any numbness, tingling, lethargy, anxiety, depression, panic. She denies any subtle anesthesia. Regarding the pain, patient has reported that her pain is mainly in the lower back, which is 9. It is constant. It is present whether she is lying, sitting, or standing. But there is no radiculopathy or radiation of pain to the buttocks or the legs. No associated incontinence is reported. No numbness, tingling are reported. The pain in the neck is also reported to be around 9. And she reports no radiation of pain to the arm or the fingers. There is a pain in the right shoulder, which is around 5 or 6, and it is difficult for her to lift the arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction. Now, she has a problem in walking beyond 3 blocks, and she does not using any cane, but she has no problem in sitting and standing. So far, the pains are present almost constantly several times a day and are described as being throbbing, sharp, and aching. There are 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 8. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The system review, the past treatment is from the chart, past surgical history chart, all the allergies from the chart. Family history is from the chart. Current employment status is from the chart. And legal history and personal history is from the chart. The ADLs that are being affected are also available in the chart. Please review that and report it. Physical examination. A 21-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and sitting comfortably, and dress and height is normal. She's able to walk with a slight antalgia, although she can walk without any cane. And there's no acute distress, shortness, breath, or severe pain phases. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological examination. And the gait is antalgic, mildly, but patient is able to walk without any limping or any major pain syndrome. Musculature examination is normal from the template. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is observed. Only tenderness is noticed is in around L5 S1 spine and bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal as follows: forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 35, rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, and dissection test is negative. The thoracic spine Roos test and slump test are found negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative, and contralateral leg raise test is negative. and Breger test was negative, CAMP test negative, Babinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, there is a mild tenderness in the sacroiliac joint on both sides with positive standing flexion test, positive iliac compression test, positive distraction test, positive Faber test, and Gosselin test. The Trendelenburg sign was negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. The right shoulder has normally appearing shoulder on inspection and no local tenderness or dislocations identified on palpation. Range of motions are limited to 110, 120 degrees of abduction, beyond which some pain appears in the into the rotator cuff region. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special tests were conducted. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near test was positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test was negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT. G89.21 R53.1 S09.90 XA V79.891 CNS R51 R42 F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M54.511, M75.30, M75.50, M75.110, F43.432D. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 bilaterally. The plan of care is from the template, and the treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy has been ordered to begin. Patient reported only two sets of physical therapy were ever done. So the physical therapy can include the neck and the lower back, the right shoulder, 3 times per week with traction massage and all kinds of heat treatment, which include infrared lasers. Patient can continue working on 6 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds lifting limit and a light duty with transportation help. Regarding the medication, patient is provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, the Zoloft 50 milligram for anxiety, depression, sleep, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. The patient is now stable, and the question is advice regarding non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club, all yes. Regarding the MRIs, we do not have any MRI reports available at the time of the treatment. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. None are being considered. Neuropsych evaluation is being ordered. If neuropsych evaluation comes positive for brain trauma, we will order a brain MRI. Attended care caseworker is not warranted, patient doesn't want it. Past medical records are ordered released. We did receive a record from Mitchell Taylor with PA and Andrew Joshua appeal, and they were considered for C-spine orthopedic investigations. We have not ordered any MRI at this time because I believe the patient has an MRI DMEs. patient already has all the DMEs, which are neck brace, back brace, tensed units. Weight loss program, none. Disability, a patient will continue working on light duty job. Follow visit in 10 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.